high. Knocked that sun and the moon from the sky. Shook the mountain and stirred the sea. He hitched the winds to its chariot wheel. Stepped on the land and stood on the shore. The glad his time could be no more. He called a ho, a ho, my brother Nora. Hey, hey, oh, Nora.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Pay it all. Good afternoon. It is about 7 minutes past the noontime hour. You've tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM KXRY Portland, boldly reporting the news into 2026, which should be grand. It's an untested world out there. We're allowed, apparently, to invade countries and abduct their leaders with impunity. Hooray. I'm Gary. Dick Dickenbach is hanging out with a weird man in the lobby who's got a pendulum who's telling him he's feeling very sleepy. I suppose he'll be here in a second. I don't know. Today is January 4th, the fourth day of the year. 361 days remain in 2026, but it'll feel, I'm almost certain, like about 12 million. We began the show with the musical report Hypnotized by Mark Stewart, the late, great Mark Stewart, from a record that's more appropriate now than it was released 40 years ago. As the veneer of democracy starts to fade. We used to have that in this country, democracy. Under my voice is a tune called Hypnotized by Morgenstern from Cold. You see, January 4th is World Hypnosis Day. It may help prevent the world from utterly condemning this country's flagrant violation of international law. Here's some background from the Wikipedia. Hypnosis is a human condition involving focused attention, reduced peripheral awareness, and enhanced capacity to respond to suggestion. There are competing theories explaining hypnosis and related phenomena. Altered state theories see hypnosis as an altered state of mind or trance, marked by a level of awareness different from the ordinary state of consciousness. In contrast, non-state theories see hypnosis as variously a type of placebo effect, a redefinition of an interaction with a therapist, or a form of imaginative role enactment. During hypnosis, a person is said to have a heightened focus and concentration. Hypnotized subjects are said to show an increased response to suggestions. Hypnosis usually begins with a hypnotic induction, involving a series of preliminary instructions and suggestion. The use of hypnotism for therapeutic purposes is referred to as hypnotherapy, while its use as a form of entertainment for an audience is known as the Dickenbach Report, or also stage hypnosis, a form of mentalism. Hypnosis for pain management is likely to decrease acute and chronic pain in most individuals, that's a quote. The use of hypnosis in other contexts, such as a form of therapy to retrieve and integrate early trauma, is controversial within the medical or psychological mainstream, which does not include many episodes of The X-Files. Research indicates that hypnotizing an individual may aid in the formation of false memories, and that hypnosis, quote, does not help people recall events more accurately. Oh, I see. Dick Dickenbach is being hypnotized right now. I wonder if they're going to make him turn into a chicken. Well, maybe you'll get hypnotized Dick Dickenbach in the next air break. Oh boy. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-ray 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY 5979. I hope we're all suggestible today because it's World Hypnosis Day. What's this? Every musical report you hear is called Hypnotized. Just so I don't have to say the names of the musical reports. No, they're just all called Hypnotized. All right, we'll see how that goes. This is the Dickenbach Report. It's X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Hypnotized. By listening to me now, you are displaying a willingness to be hypnotized. This is very important, for no one should be hypnotized unless they want to be. Your complete cooperation is essential. Hypnosis is not a test of wills, the hypnotists over the subjects. Willpower has nothing to do with it. Hypnosis deals with the intelligence, the imagination, the mental attitude of the person. The two most important things you must learn to use in seeking the hypnotic state are your ability to focus your attention and your imagination. You must also cultivate motivation to facilitate hypnosis, because you only defeat yourself if you take a negative, doubtful attitude toward the subject.
It takes just one look, girl, and nothing else exists. You put a spell over now that I just can't resist. Baby, can't you see?
Baby, can't you see?
Don't you realize?
Don't you realize?
When I look at you, girl,
when I look at you,
I get hypnotized. Can't you tell by the look in my eyes that you got me now? Don't you know that you're hit me, girl, with your evil spell? Oh, baby, can't you see?
Baby, can't you see?
Don't you realize?
Don't you realize?
When I look at you, girl,
I look at you,
I get hypnotized.
Oh, yeah!
It takes
just can't resist. Oh, baby, can't you see?
Baby, can't you see?
Don't you realize?
Don't you realize?
When I look at you, girl,
when I look at you,
I get hypnotized.
Under the proper conditions, almost anyone can be hypnotized to a degree. A few individuals, however, have personality traits which preclude them from being hypnotized unless they change certain negative attitudes. These include the inability to have faith in anything, excessive cynicism, being too analytical and intellectualizing what is basically an emotional and open-minded experience. By making the decision to rid yourself of harmful habits or to gain a more positive and successful attitude toward life through hypnosis, you are not dabbling in mysticism or the occult. Hypnosis is a factual and scientific procedure widely used by physicians, dentists, and psychologists throughout the civilized world.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
To
Hypnosis is neither good nor bad. It is the use to which it is put that determines its value. It is simply a means to an end, and that end is the implanting of suggestions in the subconscious mind. Negative suggestions and fear kill and mentally disable more people than all the organic diseases combined.
I'm like hypnotized. But wait, that's the perfect melody, right?
I'm like hypnotized.
I'm like hypnotized. I'm like hypnotized.
Stop that.
breaking news. It's nearly 12:30 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Dickenbach Report on World Hypnosis Day on X-Ray FM KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. I'm sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who today is being hypnotized to resume smoking. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, he and the hypnotist guy are outside having a smoke. All the music reports today are entitled Hypnotized. That was Baraka Sum Sistema, Hypnotized from Kumba. Before that, we heard Holly Golightly, Hypnotized from Do the Get Along. In the middle of that set, The Chance, Hypnotized from a collection called High in the Mid-60s, Volume 11, Texas, Part 1. We heard Linda Jones, Hypnotized from Sweet Soul Music, 30 Scorching Classics from 1967. And I began with No More, Hypnotized from The Wonderful World of Glass, Volume 1. Under my voice, Medeski, Martin, and Wood, Hypnotized from Combustication. This reporter is skeptical by nature, and I've known people who have claimed to be helped by hypnosis. One woman I knew back in the day was always bumming smokes for me when I was a smoker. She kept telling me she quit smoking through hypnosis, so I thought I would check with the Skeptics Dictionary about the claims of hypnosis. Sorry to be such a wet blanket. This is from skepdic.com. Scientific studies have found out a few things about hypnosis. We know that there is a significant correlation between being able to be absorbed in imaginative activity and being responsive to hypnosis. So people maybe pretending to do a news radio show on the radio would be... We do know that those who are fantasy prone are also likely to make excellent hypnotic subjects. We know that vivid imagery enhances suggestibility. We know that those who think hypnosis is rubbish can't be hypnotized. We know that hypnotic subjects are not turned into zombies and are not controlled by their hypnotists. We know that hypnosis does not enhance the accuracy of memory in any special way. We know that a person under hypnosis is very suggestible, and that memory is easily, quote, filled in by the imagination and by suggestions made under hypnosis. We know that confabulation is quite common while under hypnosis. Confabulation is a $3 word for making stuff up. And that many states do not allow testimony that has been induced by hypnosis because it is intrinsically unreliable. We know that the greatest predictor of hypnotic responsiveness is what the person believes about hypnosis. Ooh. We also know that the unusual personality traits measured on a typical personality inventory, such as the Myers-Briggs or introversion-extroversion scales, do not correlate well with hypnotizability. There are 12 standard tests in the SHSS, Stanford Hypnotic Susceptibility Scale, which measure how well a person conforms to the behavior of a classically hypnotized person. By these scales, about 5% of people are classically unhypnotizable. Most people show moderate scores, and about 10% are hypnotizable to extreme depths and show the classical deep trance phenomena such as somnambulism, visual and auditory hallucinations, and the ability to remain in deeply in hypnosis with eyes open. Hypnotizability does not appear to show any obvious correlation with any of the usual personality traits or characteristics. Not only is gullibility not directly correlated, but gender, extroversion, introversion, and neurotic tendencies have also been shown not to correlate well with hypnotizability. Okay. Well, I don't know if that answered any questions for me. We have more musical reports all called Hypnotized to Return to. Now, what's that? Is Wayne Seconds doing... He's not doing... What is he doing? He wants me to play the undertones. Could he just come in here? Okay, he's having a smoke apparently. He doesn't smoke. What is everybody doing outside? Nobody here is supposed to smoke. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. It's World Hypnosis Day. Every song you hear is called Hypnotized. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. I don't even like the way it smells. I used to smoke. I don't even like the way cigarette smoke smells.
We'll be right back.
You have nothing to fear from hypnosis. You can use hypnosis for good, and the positive suggestions that you give yourself can help you in many ways. When it is put to this use, hypnosis can help you greatly. Do not be afraid that once having reached the hypnotic state, you will be unable to awaken whenever you wish. This is a fear held only by the ignorant or uninitiated. Let me reassure you that it has no basis in fact. You will come out of the state of hypnosis whenever you wish at a designated signal. At this point, you might ask, what is hypnosis? Most investigators believe it is a state of mind associated with heightened suggestibility, in which the subject is able, uncritically, to accept ideas for self-improvement and then act on them appropriately.
Me tomorrow. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Right.
Hypnosis is not lack of consciousness. It is heightened suggestibility. It is extreme awareness to one focal point of attention, my voice, with all the small, minor thoughts and distractions faded out.
This just in, at 10 minutes until 1. We're almost done with this episode, the first episode of 2026, the Dickenbach Report, X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. Today is World Hypnosis Day. We played nothing but music reports entitled Hypnotized. Sorry, Stephanie. Here's what I played. That was the singles, Hypnotized from Start Again. Before that, Lulu, Hypnotized from Making Life Rhyme. In the middle of that set, The Mighty Lemon Drops, Hypnotized from Happy Head. We heard The Lovemakers, Hypnotized from Times of Romance, and we start off with the Undertones, Hypnotized from the record Hypnotized. Under My Voice, Oscillator, Hypnotized from Transmission from Raveland. Thank you for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach would like to thank you, but the hypnotist left before he forgot to tell him he was no longer a chicken. Let's go up to the mic there, Dick. Yeah, Dick. Oh. Dick. Okay, that's great. Maybe someone get him some corn or some grain or something. Can you? Yeah, that's what. All right. So he loves being on the mic, so I can't get him off. Yeah. All right. Hey, at least he was on the show. Maybe he'll be better next week. Can I snap my fingers? No. What do I do to stop him? All right. Yeah, we'll be here next week. We're here every Sunday. Okay. Previous reports are at xray.fm. We have the... Oh, golly. We have the playlist also there for what I play until 1. I'm going to play Spaceman 3 and the Pointer Sisters. That should fill up the hour. All right. Right. Okay, for Chick Dickenbach, or is it Dick Chicken? It doesn't matter. The staff and the crew of the report, I'm Gary. I'm saying... You're getting very sleepy. Maybe listen to X-Ray all day. You don't need to be hypnotized to do that. Happy New Year, and have a lovely day. Did he lay an egg?
eyes are getting heavier and heavier. That's it. Breathe in and out. And the more you breathe in and out, the more you are going deeper and deeper to sleep with each breath that you take. Every muscle in your body so numb, so relaxed, and you are going deeper and deeper to sleep with each breath that you take. That's it. Relax your body entirely. Eyes are getting heavier and heavier. The more you breathe in and out, the more your eyes are getting heavier and heavier with each breath that you take. That's it. Let yourself go, so relaxed. Deeper and deeper to sleep with each breath that you take.
By their window. It might be